Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, night owl, early bird, know your bird.
Let's get into it, okay? I need to tell you about something I tried last week.
Something you tried? That sounds like it ended badly.
It ended the way most of my experiments end, with me lying in bed at midnight, looking at my phone and thinking, well, that didn't work.
What was the experiment?
I decided to become a morning person.
Oh no, I know this story.
Of course you do. Everyone has tried this. It's like the gym membership of sleep. You buy the equipment, you make a plan, you tell yourself, starting Monday.
Starting Monday, the most dangerous four words in the English language.
Exactly. So last Monday, I was ready. I bought a sunrise alarm clock, the kind that gets brighter slowly, like a fake sun. It costs more than a normal alarm clock, because of course it did.
How much?
Let's just say it was expensive enough that I told myself, if I spend this much, I'll definitely wake up.
And did you?
Day one, the fake sun started at 6:30 a.m. It got brighter and brighter. I opened one eye. I looked at the fake sun. And then I closed my eyes and went back to sleep for another 40 minutes.
So the expensive sun didn't work.
It didn't work, but I told myself, day one is always hard. You need a bedtime routine too. So that night, I downloaded a sleep tracking app.
A sleep tracking app. Let me guess. You put your phone under your pillow and it told you how badly you slept?
Basically, I put my phone on the bed face down because the app said it needs to feel my movement. And then I lay there trying to fall asleep, but I kept thinking, is the app counting this as light sleep or awake time?
So the app made it worse.
Much worse. I checked the app the next morning. It gave me a sleep score, 62 out of 100.
What does 62 mean?
I don't know. The app said fair. Fair is not good. Fair means you paid for an app and it told you your sleep is average. It also said my deep sleep was only 45 minutes. I don't know if that's bad, but it sounds bad.
That's the real business model. You pay to be told what you already know, and then you pay again the next month to be told again.
Right. So day two, I tried a different strategy. I set a strict bedtime, 10 p.m., no exceptions. I put my phone in the living room at 9:30. I made a cup of herbal tea. I sat on the couch with a book, a real book, not an ebook.
How long did you last?
I read maybe 5 pages. Then I started thinking about work. Then I picked up my phone from the living room just to check one message. Then it was 11 p.m. The strict bedtime was a complete failure.
And day three?
Day three, I gave up on the strict bedtime. I decided, maybe I'm just a night owl. Maybe I should accept it. So I stayed up until 1 a.m. watching videos about how to become a morning person.
That's the most ironic thing I have heard in a long time. You stayed up late researching how to wake up early.
I know. I realized it at midnight, and I still could not stop. The algorithm knew exactly what I was doing. It kept showing me 5 a.m. morning routine videos. People who wake up at 5, meditate, exercise, write in a journal, drink lemon water, and then it's only 6:15.
Those videos make me tired just watching them. Who are these people?
I don't know, but they all have very good lighting and a special mug that says Rise and Shine. I almost bought the mug.
You almost bought a Rise and Shine mug while lying in bed at 12:30 a.m.
Yes, and I realized something. I was not trying to become a morning person. I was trying to buy the idea of being a morning person, just like yesterday with the coat and the shopping cart. Same thing, different aisle.
You know, yesterday you said something about shopping.
Add to cart, wait 24 hours?
Yes. You said add to cart, close the laptop, check again tomorrow. A small rule to stop yourself from buying things you don't need.
Right.
I think we need a similar rule for sleep. go to bed, wait 30 minutes.
Go to bed, wait 30 minutes. I like that. What does it mean?
It means you don't need a perfect bedtime routine. You don't need a sunrise alarm clock or a sleep tracking app. You just need to get into bed 30 minutes earlier than usual. That's it. No phone, no video. Just lie there.
Just lie there for 30 minutes? That sounds hard.
It is, but it's easier than buying a special lamp. Let me tell you my story.
Please.
For years, I thought I was broken because I couldn't wake up at 6 a.m. Every article, every video, every successful person on the internet says the secret to success is waking up early. I read that so many times, I started to believe that my life would be better if I just woke up earlier.
That's a lot of pressure.
It really is. So I tried. I set my alarm for 5:30. I put my phone across the room so I had to get up to turn it off. I even slept with the curtains open so the morning light would wake me naturally.
Did it work?
For 3 days. Day one, I woke up at 5:30, felt terrible, made coffee, sat on the couch, and fell asleep sitting up. Day two, I woke up at 5:30, turned off the alarm, and went back to bed. Day three, I didn't hear the alarm at all.
So you failed 3 times in 3 different ways.
Exactly. And then I read something that changed my mind. It said, not everyone is an early bird. Some people are night owls. And that's not a problem. It's just biology.
Biology? So it's not laziness?
That's what I learned. Your body has a natural rhythm. Some people feel most awake in the morning. Some people feel most awake at night. It's called your chronotype. It's like your height. You don't choose it. You just have it.
A chronotype? That's a new word for me.
It means your body's natural sleep time. Some people are morning types. Their brains work best before lunch. Some people are evening types. Their brains wake up after dinner. Neither is better. They are just different.
That's actually very comforting. So I'm not lazy. I just have a different chronotype.
Exactly. The problem is not your bedtime. The problem is thinking there is one correct bedtime. There is no correct time. There is only your time.
What about work? I have to be at my desk at 9 a.m. I can't just say, sorry, my chronotype starts at 11.
That's the real world problem. You can't change your job. But you can change small things around it. For example, I stopped trying to be a 5 a.m. person. I accepted that my best hours are 10 a.m. to noon and 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So I put my hardest work in those 2 windows. And I stopped feeling guilty about not being productive at 6 a.m.
So you worked with your body, not against it.
Yes. And the funny thing is, once I stopped fighting my natural rhythm, I actually slept better. I stopped checking my phone at midnight feeling guilty. I just thought, okay, I'm a night owl. That's fine. I'll sleep when I'm tired.
And did you sleep better?
Much better. I stopped buying sleep products. I stopped reading articles about morning routines. I just listened to my body, and my body said, you're a night owl. Stop pretending to be a rooster.
Stop pretending to be a rooster. I need to write that down. Speaking of birds and roosters, let me ask you something. What are the English words for all these sleep things we have been talking about?
Good idea. Let's do word power, 9 words today. Ready?
Ready. Number one, night owl.
Night owl, noun. A person who stays up late and feels most awake at night. I'm a night owl. I do my best work after 10 p.m. An owl is a bird that stays awake at night. So a night owl is a person who does the same.
I'm definitely a night owl. Number two, early bird.
Early bird, noun. A person who wakes up early and feels most awake in the morning. My colleague is an early bird. She finishes half her work before I even have coffee. An early bird is the opposite of a night owl.
Number three, alarm.
Alarm, noun. A device or sound that wakes you up. Most people use their phone as an alarm now. I set my alarm for 7 a.m., but I hit snooze 3 times.
Number four, snooze.
Snooze. Verb, to delay your alarm for a few more minutes of sleep, usually 5 or 10 minutes. I always snooze at least twice before I get up. Snooze buttons are dangerous. One snooze leads to another.
That's very true. Number five. Nap.
Nap. Noun or verb. A short sleep during the day, usually 20 to 30 minutes. I took a short nap after lunch, and I felt much better. A nap's not lazy. It's a reset button for your brain.
Number 6, routine.
Routine, noun. A fixed way of doing something every day. My morning routine is simple. Coffee, stretch, and check my calendar. A routine doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be regular.
Number 7, wind down.
Wind down, phrasal verb. To relax before sleep. You do things that help your body know it's time to rest. I like to read for 15 minutes to wind down before bed. Wind down is the opposite of wake up. It's the bridge between your day and your sleep.
Number 8, doze off.
Doze off, phrasal verb, to fall asleep, usually by accident. I dozed off on the couch while watching TV. Dozing off is not deep sleep. It's that light sleep that happens when you're very tired.
Number 9, well rested.
Well rested, adjective, feeling good because you had enough sleep. After a full 8 hours, I woke up feeling well rested. Well rested is the goal. It doesn't matter if you slept at 10 p.m. or 1 a.m. What matters is how you feel when you wake up.
Okay, let me try to put all 9 in one sentence.
Please do.
I'm a night owl, so I set my alarm for 8. Snooze once, take a short nap after lunch, wind down with a book at midnight, doze off by 12:30, and wake up feeling well rested because my routine works for me, not against me.
That's the most honest morning routine I have ever heard. No sunrise alarm clock, no 5 a.m. meditation, just a person who knows their bird. All right, real talk. So we have a problem. We think there is a correct way to sleep. And if we don't sleep that way, we are failing.
Yes, and that's simply not true. The only correct way to sleep is the way that lets you wake up feeling human.
That's a good sentence. Let's build on that.
Okay, here we go. 9 small things, not a full sleep system, just 9 small thoughts about sleep and your body clock.
I'm ready.
Number 1. Know your bird. Are you a night owl or an early bird? Neither is better. They are just different. The first step is not to change yourself. The first step is to notice. Do you feel most awake at 8 a.m. or at 10 p.m.? That's your bird. Know it. Don't fight it.
That's a small discovery. A simple question. What bird am I? Number 2. Your bedtime is not a moral choice. Going to bed late doesn't make you lazy. Waking up early doesn't make you a better person. Sleep's not a test of character. It's biology. Stop judging yourself for when you get tired.
That's being kinder to yourself. I need this one. Number 3, you don't need new products. You don't need a special lamp. You don't need a tracking app. You don't need a weighted blanket that costs as much as a flight ticket. You need a dark room and 30 minutes of no phone. That's the whole recipe.
Permission to stop buying sleep products. I like it. Number 4, the 30-minute wind down. Pick a small thing you do 30 minutes before bed. No phone, no laptop, just one thing. Read a physical book. Do some light stretching. Listen to quiet music without lyrics. Write down 3 things from your day in a notebook. Even just sitting by the window and looking outside works. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that your body learns the pattern. The brain loves a signal. Give it one.
That's a small positive action. 30 minutes. That's all you need to start. Number 5. Consistency matters more than the time. Going to bed at the same time every night is more important than going to bed early. Your body loves patterns. Pick a time you can keep, even midnight, even 1 a.m. Consistency is the real magic.
That's a reframe. I used to think early was the goal. Now I know regular is the goal. Number 6, one snooze is okay. 3 snoozes mean something. Hitting snooze once is normal. Hitting snooze 3 or 4 times means your body is telling you something. Maybe you need to go to bed earlier. Or maybe you need to accept that 7 hours is your number. Listen to your snooze pattern. It's trying to talk to you.
Number 7. The 5 a.m. people are not better than you. They just have a different body clock. And honestly, some of them are tired too. Some of them fall asleep at 8 p.m. and miss half their evening. Being an early bird has its own problems. Don't compare your inside with their outside.
Be kinder to yourself. Comparison is the thief of sleep. Number 8. Tiny joy. The last 5 minutes before sleep. The 5 minutes before you close your eyes. Your head is on the pillow. The room is dark. Nobody is asking you for anything. That 5 minutes is yours. It's the only time in the day when nothing is expected of you. That's a tiny joy. Notice it.
That's a great tiny joy. I never thought of it that way. Number 9. This is the last one. You're not broken. You just have a different rhythm, and that rhythm's not a mistake. It's your design. The world needs night owls too. Who else would keep the planet running while the early birds are sleeping? You're not broken. You're just on a different schedule.
That's a good place to end.
I think so too. We covered a lot, but it all comes back to one idea.
What's that?
Your sleep is yours, not your boss's. Not some influencer's perfect 5 a.m. routine. Yours. Your body. Your clock. Your bird.
Your bird. I like that.
Here's my small suggestion for today. Tonight, don't try to fix your sleep. Don't buy anything. Don't download anything. Just notice what bird you are. Then pick one small thing. A 30-minute wind down, or a consistent bedtime, or just 5 minutes of noticing the quiet before sleep. That one thing is enough. You don't need to change everything at once.
One thing. That's all.
Know your bird. Pick your 30 minutes. That's enough for tonight. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.